You mentioned this ALK translocation, which I hadn't heard about. I was going to ask you, are there other examples of oncogene addiction within lung cancer? Is this another one?
Yeah, this is. This is really going to be one.
What do we know about it right now?
So what we know about it is it was discovered in 2007 in Japan. They did a really cool experiment, actually. They did an experiment that was similar to what Bob Weinberg did when he discovered RAS, is they took cancer from a guy who had cancer, and they made a cDNA library from this guy's cancer and put it into cells to see if anything would become a tumor. And that's how they found this translocation, because this went and made a tumor in cells. But this translocation is between ALK, which is a tyrosine kinase, normally expressed in the hematopoietic system. It's normally not expressed in lung. Lung is normally negative for it. And this translocation induces increased expression and increased activity in these cancers. Again, it sits at the pinnacle of all of this downstream signaling, and you turn off ALK, all these intracellular signaling cascades get turned off, and the cells die.
So this is downstream from the tyrosine kinase?
This ALK is a tyrosine kinase.
Oh, it's another tyrosine kinase.
It's another tyrosine. And there's something to that. When you look at it, ABL for CML, HER2, EGFR, ALK, these are all tyrosine kinases. Oncogene addiction may be much more likely to occur to a tyrosine kinase than to other types of proteins.
So what's the corollary to ALK, for example, as the EGFR mutations? What is it?
Of course, we have small numbers, and it's even more rare, so there are even smaller numbers. But the one thing that's clear is it seems to be mutually exclusive from EGFR. It appears to be mutually exclusive from KRAS. It also is in non-smokers, because this is, again, another ontogeny issue, you know, how the cancer developed. And so for all the world, it looks like EGFR. I think the one thing that looks a little bit different is that there may not be this predilection towards females. But for everything else, it has a lot of the same clinical characteristics, adenocarcinomas as well.
And are there inhibitors to this?
There are. So there are drugs that – actually, the drug that we're using at Mass General is a drug that was developed by Pfizer. It was developed to inhibit the MET receptor tyrosine kinase, but happened to inhibit ALK as well. We, as I said, we do genetic analyses routinely in our cancers, and we've actually been doing genetic analyses for the ALK translocation, and we've been taking patients with those translocations and putting them on these trials with the ALK inhibitor.